I suppose you could say that tragedy is really becoming a common and an integral part of life in America. And now in Baltimore, Maryland, we face yet another unfortunate event that is going to close the port of Baltimore because a bridge has collapsed. You're listening to Unity Without Compromise. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. This is the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining me today. I do have a rather strong message for you, and I will ask you to actually pray that I am wrong in this message. Now, the earnest debut of America's woes, I would say, began with the 2020 election heist that deprived Donald Trump of phase two of the deep state abolition. It allowed a domestic enemy to further embed in our government in preparation for what was always Obama's chief goal, and that is the end of a free America. Now, he has made great progress. He has infiltrated our government with all kinds of horrible sewer rats who are doing everything within their power to destroy a free America. And that concerns me, and I hope it concerns you. Now, keep in mind, as you ponder this tragic Baltimore event, the key details of the event itself, and I would ask you to hold on to your hat, because in my opinion, the falling of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was no accident. And the name of the bridge is most significant. Francis Scott Key is that famous guy who long ago wrote the Star Spangled Banner. It was a profound story about how he came about to write those words. The lyrics are powerful. They are incredible. And right now we see that the bridge just collapsed. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. And the message is that America will likewise fall. I believe that's the message being conveyed in this tragedy, and such a tragedy it is. Right now we have people unaccounted for. We have two people who have been rescued. But this terrorist attack, and I will call it that, was only a brief courier's message to us. What's coming will be more than the hounds of hell unleashed. Now, those of you who believe my words are mere conspiracy theory, I would counter that opinion with the words that you just aren't paying attention. Think about it. The bridge, the port that was hit. There's a list of seaports that you can access because the list is very extensive in America. By tonnage, the port of Baltimore ranks 18th, according to Wikipedia, and they might be reliable on such a source as this. But if I was a terrorist, or if you were a terrorist, why not take out the port of Houston or the port of South Louisiana or Corpus Christi, maybe, or New York and New Jersey or New Orleans? Those are the top five ranking ports. Well, the answer is very simple. If I want to be a terrorist and I want to really impact the enemy that I am attacking, I want to have effect. Doesn't matter how big the boom. What matters is the message behind the attack. Yes, terrorists always send a strong message with their attacks. That's their intent. The strike must have impact and state clearly what is on their mind. And that certainly would explain the hit on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, would it not? Oh, say, can you see the collapse of America? That's the statement they want imprinted on your brain. But isn't that also exactly what Puppet Joe believes? Right? The destruction of a free America. That's what they're after. Now, let me say it, an unusual character, extremely unusual. Joe Biden actually responded to this tragedy. They must have quickly given him the drugs as soon as they heard about the event. But listen to what he stated. Listen to his message. He says, this was a terrible accident. Oh, yeah, right. He says, no reason to believe there was any intentional act here. Oh, no, of course not, Joe. It's just one of those accidents that happen. You know, cars go off bridges, cars go off the streets, and huge tanker ships just plow into bridges. It can't be helped. Sad that it happened, but hey, that's life, you know? These are the words spoken by a man who funds our worst foreign enemies. Yes, isn't that always the radical left narrative? Nothing suspicious, nothing to see here, no reason to suspect the word he didn't even mention. Terrorism, right? That's the first thing that should be on every one of our minds. The fact is, we have the videos. We actually saw what happened. We all got to watch how this huge tanker ship suddenly swerved and maneuvered to hit a supporting column of the bridge that was so honorably named after a great American patriot who gave us the most beautiful song, the most powerful lyrics that ever described the great American dream of liberty. Was that an accident? I'm going to take a short pause and I'll be right back.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back. This is Unity Without Compromise. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip, and I very much look forward to sharing the news with you, the pertinent news that is going to impact our future. And that's what I am discussing today. Yes, it is a tragedy that a bridge collapsed in Baltimore, Maryland today. But the fact is, we have the videos that suggest this was not just a mishap. And if it was not just a mishap, then it had to have been intentional. Now, is that really possible? Well, if you take a look at the crew, you find that actually it was comprised of an entire crew of Indian residents. And according to my best understanding, I thought that any ship that enters a harbor or a port in the United States had to be captained or piloted by an American pilot who takes it safely into the harbor, maybe with a tugboat, and then takes it and escorts it out again to the open sea, where then the transporters of these great ships do their thing and take off. But apparently that did not happen with the collapsing of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And so what does that tell you? Well, I'll just tell you my opinion. I'm not buying the story. I think that Joe Biden has proven himself repeatedly to be an absolute liar, a fraud, a demented one at that, but a very evil one. He's being controlled by other people. We just saw Barack Obama go to England, right? This guy's got a smile on his face, a smug look that says he's behind it all. I think he likes the limelight. I think he is anticipating the day when he can just take all the praise and glory for saying, I took down America. Well, is that going on here? I think so. And I'll tell you this, until proven beyond any reasonable doubt whatsoever, I am going to stand my ground and affirm that this absolutely was a terrorist strike against our free republic. And I will assign blame exactly where it belongs. It belongs on the heads of every single traitor in our American government. It includes all the uniparty members on both sides of the aisle. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't even matter if you're Speaker of the House. If you are a compromiser of truth, of justice, and of liberty, then you are guilty, at least to some extent. So take ownership if you are guilty. I guess I'm just fed up with what I am seeing happen in America. And so I think it's only right to assign blame to where it belongs. And the blame belongs also with our woke military generals, with all these pompous asses in high positions in all the rogue government agencies. Take your pick. You know who they are. And we should also throw in there for sure, imposter, the chief imposter, Barack Hussein Obama. I despise this guy. We should include Mike, or nicknamed Judas Pence, guilty of allowing the 2020 election steal. He is a traitor. I don't know if you can call Obama a traitor, because I am still not convinced he is an American citizen. So I would call him a terrorist. But good people, let's just say it. Here's the sobering thought that nobody wants to see or hear. This event, in my humble opinion, this event was only a dispatch. It was a little note telling us what's coming. If you say it was not a terrorist attack, it was just an accident, it could have happened to any good pilot coming into the harbor. Is that what you claim? Do you really believe that? Well, all right, I'll offer another alternative. The only other realistic alternative besides an accident, but that's not realistic. I do not believe at all that is what happened based on the maneuvering of the ship. No way will I buy that. But one reasonable alternative would be that maybe it's a message from God. And even if it's a terrorist attack, it could be still a message from God. And what would God say? Well, he would say, get your act together. How I longed to protect and prosper you. Return to me, and I will return to you. Now, that's what he has said throughout the entire Bible. That is what has been proven out to be reality throughout the history of the world. And that is exactly the object lesson we need to learn today. what so proudly we hailed is gone. Will that star-spangled banner yet wave tomorrow? Or is it going to be still waving in November? Well, not if we allow ourselves to continue on this course. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge symbolizes the collapse of America. If there is going to be any spirit glowing deep down in your bosom, if it is there, just the slightest spark, I would ask you, I would implore you to bring it forth, because now is the time to let that light shine. Protest. Be the opposition. Stand up and stand against the dark empire that has allowed or caused this bridge to fall. You're listening to Unity Without Compromise. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. Adieu.